This time we're talking with John Deloso, who is a candidate for the city council in Cotati. He has served before, is currently on the council, and is now seeking a full elected term. John, give us a little background on your history in Cotati, because you've been on and off the council over the years.
I certainly have, and thanks very much for this opportunity, Bruce. I was appointed to the city council in 1994, which is the first time that I ran for office, and was seated as a vice mayor and actually was appointed as mayor the following year. So I served a four-year term at that point in time. But work and family life were very busy for me at that point in time. So I took a step back, but I've always been very involved in the city of Cotati and also regionally. And just some of the things during that time period, for example, I've been on the Chamber of Commerce in the city of Cotati, a member of the Rona Park Cotati Library Foundation for about 7 or 8 years, and that's raising $7 million and building that brand new facility back in 2002. I've been on the board of the Rancho Cotati Little League, serving as president and vice president over the years. A lot of other things. Santa Rosa Junior College, the Agricultural and Natural Resource Advisory Committee, still on that. Still on the Sonoma County Library Commission. So I've had my hand in doing a lot of things here, not just in Cotati, but even regionally. And it was very unfortunate in 2011 when one of our council members, Robert Coleman Sengor, a professor at Sonoma State, passed away suddenly. The council at the time decided, in lieu of an election and the cost of a special election, that they would open it up to the citizens. And there were six of us that applied, and I was lucky enough to be appointed in May of 2011. And that term is now expiring this November, so I feel it's kind of a critical time, not only for Cotati, but I think all the cities in California with a loss of redevelopment funds. And I can bring to the table not only my experience with some nonprofits, my experience with city council, and also a 28-year career with the federal government as well.
What's different from serving on the council in the 90s to being there now?
Well, I think we have more economic challenges, I'll be honest with you. I think, you know, the big thing that I mentioned just a second ago was the loss of the redevelopment funds, which is a new phenomena. That really bites into a lot of different projects that cities, including Cotati, have been working on. And a lot of staff time and dollars have been spent on some of these projects. So we're trying to see, you know, is there a way that some of those funds could remain with the city to get projects done as were intended by the use of that fund source? I'm going to have a challenge, I think, with the rest of the council to look at other ways of leveraging the limited dollars that we do have and looking at outside sources and trying to find additional funds to get these same projects completed, which I think are critical, from, you know, infrastructure, roads, infill to vacant businesses, working with the Chamber of Commerce, who's, you know, been just a real stellar partner over the years. And those kinds of instances, I think, will help us try to bring back some economic vitality to the city.
Quickly, before we run out of time, where are you on the roundabouts?
I'm 100% in favor of the roundabouts. And one thing I will say is, over the myriad public meetings that we held, more and more people came on board once they heard about the safety, the reduction in greenhouse gas emissions. I know there are some people that are opposed to that, and I fully respect those opinions. However, I would love to see us try to put some kind of a project together where we could include those.
John Deloso running for a full term on the Cotati City Council in the November election. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB News.